Good morning. It's Wednesday, October 15th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. The United States has conducted another military strike off Venezuela's coast, killing 6 people. President Donald Trump announced, posting on Truth Social, Trump said the vessel belonged to narco-terrorists trafficking drugs. This marks the 5th such strike on international waters since September, bringing the total reported deaths to 27. The U.S. has deployed multiple warships in the Caribbean and framed the strikes as self-defense. Critics, including lawyers in neighboring countries like Colombia and Venezuela, argue the strikes may violate international law. Trump has also offered a $50 million reward for information leading to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's arrest on drug trafficking charges, which Maduro denies. Another news. Major U.S. news outlets are pushing back against a new Pentagon policy that limits press access to unclassified areas unless information is pre-approved. Outlets, including the New York Times, CNN, and the Washington Post, have refused to sign the guidelines, citing threats to press freedom. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth defended the changes, calling Pentagon access a privilege, not a right, and citing national security concerns. President Trump also supported the restrictions, saying reporters can be disruptive around military personnel. Critics warn the policy intimidates journalists and could hinder coverage of key national security issues, even as reporters retain legal ability to publish unclassified information independently. Around the world, Chinese customs officers in Shandong province have confiscated 60,000 maps for allegedly mislabeling Taiwan and omitting key South China Sea islands. Beijing claims Taiwan as its territory and maintains strict controls over geographic depictions. Authorities said the maps also failed to show the 9-dash line, which marks China's claim over the South China Sea, and misrepresented maritime boundaries with Japan. The seized maps, meant for export, cannot be sold as they endanger national unity, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, officials said. Analysts note that tensions over South China Sea claims make maps a sensitive issue, with past incidents prompting censorship or destruction of problematic geographic materials. Another news, Israel says one of 4 bodies handed over by Hamas overnight does not correspond to any known hostage. The 3 confirmed deceased are Tamir Nimrodi, Eitan Levi, and Uriel Baruch. The transfers are part of the first phase of a Gaza ceasefire plan, which also returned 20 living hostages. In response to delays, Israel has warned it may restrict aid into Gaza and delay reopening the Rafah crossing. The ceasefire appears to allow Hamas and other factions additional time to locate hostage remains. Officials continue to negotiate the final handover of all 48 hostages as both sides work to maintain the fragile agreement. Another news. In Madagascar, an elite military unit has seized control after parliament voted to impeach President Andry Rajoelina following weeks of youth-led protests over power and water shortages. CAPSAT Commander Colonel Michael Randrianirina announced the suspension of the constitution and formation of a governing committee to manage presidential duties, with plans to establish a civilian government soon. Crowds celebrated in the capital as soldiers paraded in formation. Rajoelina, reportedly abroad for safety, insists he remains president and will not step down. Regional and international bodies, including the UN and African Union, have expressed concern and are monitoring the situation as the country navigates political uncertainty. Now you know and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.